Well, we're joined on the phone this morning by Mary Beth Kaufman. She's an Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Family Finance Program Specialist. We're going to talk about some tax preparation issues. Mary Beth, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Jim.
Tax season never ends, does it?
It doesn't. Unfortunately, it doesn't. It seems like we like to put it to rest for a little bit, but there's always things that we can do.
Well, we're always working toward that next go-around. And, you know, some folks need a little bit of extra help, and it's difficult sometimes to find that and make it fit within your budget. And there's something called the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program that is there to help folks. And you're looking for folks to learn the ropes, huh?
Yes, we are. We are always looking for volunteers. Obviously, as the name implies, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, which we sometimes call VITA, doesn't run, isn't successful, it's not a go unless we have volunteers. And we have some great volunteers in Southwest Iowa, but once in a while, some of them move on. For example, we had one down in Shenandoah, and he moved to the southern United States, so we lost him. So we're always looking for new volunteers. And the other thing that's happening this year, Jim, is the IRS has come out with a new requirement, and we have to have a second person review every one of our tax returns. So we need like twice the volunteers, or we need more volunteers. So you bet, we are on the lookout for people that are interested in and really have a little knowledge as well about income tax laws. They have an interest in helping others. And then they also have to have some basic computer skills, because we do this all, actually it's all online now, is how we file the taxes and complete the tax forms.
So who should think about volunteering? Just about anyone?
Well, you know what? Like I said, they should have a little bit of a basic understanding about income taxes. They've, you know, filled out the 1040 or 1040A forms. They are just knowledgeable about taxes, but they don't have to be an expert on that at all.
Yeah, you're not looking for CPAs. That'd be great, but it's not a necessity.
And we've had a CPA a time or two, but we have had people that have done, say, the books for businesses that have experienced that. We've had ministers because, of course, they're self-employed, and many of them do their own taxes, and so they're used to doing tax forms. We've had retired financial professionals, whether that be bankers or CPAs, that have done this. I had a military wife one time that was just very interested in it, and she did a lot of work with military families and helping them do their tax returns. So really just a variety of people. People that have had their own businesses at home, you know, and have done a lot of book work, or sometimes they've done their own taxes as well. So I think that our software is very user-friendly, and it really guides people through the tax forms and using them. So you don't have to know, you know, the 1040 tax form just intricately to be able to be a tax preparer with the VITA program.
Sure. What's expected of those volunteers?
Okay, well, we do provide training to them, and, you know, so much of it is computer-based anymore. So most of our volunteers do go online to do the training. There are also training manuals that are provided to them. So we give them kind of the paper, or they can do the online version, and a lot of them use a combination of both. But they do have to go through the training, and they can do as much reading as they want, and then there are some exams that they have to take, or tests, I'll call them. And they're not like 100-question exams or tests. They're really like 20 questions is about all they are. Some of them are exercises that they have to do, and again, we have a practice lab online where you actually go in and use the software, and it calculates, does a lot of calculating for you. So after you do the training and get through the testing, then, and I should mention too, Jim, that there's the training is at different levels. There's basic, intermediate, and advanced. And so we like our people to at least train through the intermediate, and many of them do go up through the advanced level. And that's just so that they can be prepared for whoever comes in the door to do their taxes. But I should mention, too, that we say we do very basic taxes. So we don't do any, like, farm taxes. We don't do any anyone that has self-employment. I shouldn't say it quite that way. We do people that have, like, 1099 self-employment, but we don't do anyone that has, like, home-based businesses. So, like, a child care provider, for example, that has a home-based business in her home, we do not do those kind of taxes. So it's pretty basic taxes that we do, nothing real complicated.
Mm-hmm. So who do they work with? I mean, it says it's for low- to moderate-income individuals and families. I assume it's for people who might actually probably struggle a little bit in having to pay a fee to have somebody really work through them to make sure they're getting all the deductions and the advantages that they can take advantage of.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you, when we started this program, what we really were after were the taxpayers that are eligible for the Earned Income Tax Credit and the Child Care Tax Credit. So kind of keeping those guidelines in mind, we also have income guidelines, and it's typically around $50,000. So anyone that makes $50,000 or below usually qualifies to come to the program, and you get the free tax services. And those are guidelines that are actually set up by the IRS. The $50,000 is an IRS guideline.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we try to get to people that are eligible for that earned income tax credit so that they make sure and claim their taxes or claim that credit, get their taxes done so they can claim that credit, because it's usually money in their pocket.
Well, and that's really kind of the reason the program was started in the first place, because if you make a couple of mistakes here and there trying to do the taxes on your own, you might miss out on some valuable opportunities.
That's right. That's right. You need to make sure you got those calculations right. And I mentioned before that we do use a tax software that's provided to us by the IRS, and it does all those calculations for you, so it will do the calculating. But you do have to make sure that you fill it out right. And I know one thing is when you're claiming children, that can make a big difference on how they're claimed. Sometimes we have families out there that are in situations where one parent, you know, the parents are no longer together, and so one claims in 1 year and one claims in the next year, and so you have to make sure you get all that straightened out so that you get the credit that's coming to you if you're eligible for that earned income tax credit.
Well, sometimes dealing with taxes can be like rocket science, but we try not to make it that way.
That's right. Yep. We try to keep it as simple as possible.
Well, so when do you need the volunteers? ASAP?
Okay. Yeah, well, soon. We actually will start. The training actually becomes available online on November 16th. So we are in the midst of looking for volunteers. And we do have just a little, like, one-page application that they fill out so we can gather some information. A lot of people, when they're interested, they will call and talk to me so I can share a little information. And we should mention, Jim, that they will be doing taxes at ISU County Extension offices. So we have several Extension offices around Southwest Iowa that are cooperating in the IRS FIDA program. And so it's not something that you're going to do in your home or anything like that. We actually schedule appointments, and the volunteers there, we provide a laptop at the Extension office, and then people come in certain times by appointment, and you will do their taxes. So just so that they understand that we give them lots of support in this volunteer role. So, yep, if they're interested, they need to contact the County Extension office. All of our county extension offices have information, and they may get referred on to me, and I'd be happy to share more information with them or answer any questions that they have about being a VITA volunteer.
Sure. So most of the training will happen here real quick, and will most of the volunteer work be done from, say, the first of the year through around April 15th, or is it all year-round thing?
Yeah, you know what? No, it is just during tax season, those months, right? We don't get real busy until January, and then, yep, we are wrapped up by April. And February is probably our busiest month, and then it seems to slow a little bit in March, and then that first part of April we get those that haven't even thought about taxes, and so then it kind of picks up again the first part of April.
Very good. So they need to just get on the phone and make that call, stop by the County Extension office, and learn more about becoming a volunteer.
That's right. We would love to hear from them.
Great. Well, always plenty needed. Well, Mary Beth, thanks for your time today. We wish you the very best, and hope it works out to be another good program this year.
Thank you very much, Jim.